This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he feels very good, but his office said he will spend the night in the hospital hours after he was hospitalized for apparent dehydration. VOA's Laura Borman has more.
The 73-year-old, who is Israel's longest-serving leader, had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave, his office's statement said. Netanyahu's office said he was admitted to Sheba Hospital near Tel Aviv on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness. Initial tests came back normal without findings. The preliminary diagnosis is dehydration, it said, adding further routine tests were underway. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
One of the two remaining ships in the Black Sea, which are part of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, arrived in Istanbul Saturday, leaving only one ship operating under the deal, currently in the Ukraine port of Odessa, as the arrangement is due to expire Monday. Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments won't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half going to developing countries. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made a surprise visit to Ukraine Saturday with his wife Kim Hyun-hee, following trips to Lithuania for the NATO summit and to Poland. Yoon held bilateral meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and later, during a joint news conference, vowed to provide Ukraine with humanitarian and reconstruction and more military supplies. It's his first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine almost 17 months ago. More on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scorching temperatures across Europe have forced the closure of the Acropolis in Athens for a second day. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Meteorologists say even hotter weather is expected next week, when the mercury is forecast to top about 104 degrees Fahrenheit in several popular Mediterranean tourist destinations. 15 cities in Italy were under heat advisories on Saturday. Rome saw a high of 95°F. But is expected to get up to 107.6°F on Tuesday. Experts urge vulnerable people to take precautions against the heat wave caused by a high-pressure anticyclone from the south. It's been named Cerberus after the three-headed dog in ancient Greek mythology who guarded the gates of the underworld. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Striking Hollywood actors joined film and television writers on picket lines Friday, the first day of a dual work stoppage that has forced U.S. studios to shutter productions as workers battle over pay in the streaming TV era. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Joint action by both Hollywood writers and actors hasn't been seen in more than 60 years. In Los Angeles, actors marched outside offices like Paramount and Netflix, calling for better pay in the streaming TV era. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher, the star of the TV series The Nanny, raised her well-known voice, joining picketers outside Netflix.
We are speaking on behalf of workers all across the nation and around the world. The eyes of workers are upon us.
SAG-AFTRA, Hollywood's largest union, and the Writers Guild of America, they're demanding increases in base pay and residuals.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. The U.S. lottery game Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
With no winner Friday, the top Mega Millions prize is now estimated at $640 million. That's the seventh largest jackpot in the game's history. Four tickets did match all five white balls to garner the second prize level Friday, but they didn't have the gold Mega Ball. That was number 15. The last top prize winner was in April. As for the long odds of winning, one in over 302 million. The next chance to win, Tuesday night. I'm Shelley Adler.
Residents of the northeastern U.S. state of Vermont are working to dry out their homes and businesses damaged by this week's historic flooding, and they're keeping a wary eye on the horizon as more rain is expected Sunday. President Joe Biden on Friday approved Governor Phil Scott's request for a major disaster declaration to provide federal support. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.